Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is letter number 5560. And this is dated Chofta Sivan Tovshin Yud Zayin, the 29th of Sivan Tovshin Yud Zayin. So the Rebbe is responding to this letter of this woman. She was getting married. And she tells the Rebbe about her wedding is going to be on a Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday is called the day that has two times good. That's a good way, a Tuesday, because on the second day it doesn't say when Hashem created that he saw that it was good. But on Tuesday it says two times it is good. So the Rebbe says the wedding is scheduled for Tuesday. So the Rebbe prays that it should be and a good and successful time in all the details. Now, she writes to the Rebbe in the end of her letter, and the Rebbe says, she writes to the Rebbe that because she is so busy, she doesn't have time, so she stopped doing certain things because I guess she's preparing for her wedding, so she cannot do everything, as she writes in the letter. But the Rebbe says that should not affect her activities in strengthening Yiddishkeit and spreading Yiddishkeit. Even though she's busy, that should not affect that. That it would include generally also in the framework of Nesheyu Bnos Chabad. The Rebbe says he's hopeful that it doesn't impact that, even though she's busy, because being occupied in these activities, that is the proper preparation for a wedding. So that's not, don't stop it. That's a preparation for building a home, a Jewish home, and that it should be an everlasting building until it should be a very fortunate house with physically and spiritually. So the Rebbe says, don't stop your activities. That wouldn't be appropriate. Maybe you stop some of the other things, but your activities for strengthening Yiddishkeit included in the working in the framework of the Sheikh Chabad, the women of Chabad, the Sheikh Bnei Chabad. The Rebbe encourages her to continue that. The Rebbe says that in itself is actually a proper fitting preparation to build an everlasting house, a fortunate house. And the Rebbe blesses her to give good news.